Welcome to You Are The Media Bite Size. One idea each week on the loyal audience you build on and offline. Here's Mark Masters.
Hello there. And this train keeps on sprinting from postcode to town to different parts of the country. And now our little pit stop is going to be to one of our favourite cities in Bath with Catherine Adams. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Mark. Hello.
And a little bit closer to home, down at the seaside, Mr. John Jenkins. How are you, John?
I'm very well, Mark. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for asking. I'm glad you asked. I'm feeling good. When we started doing these podcasts, I'm going to call it long COVID. And now the cough is still there, but I'm feeling good. But no one wants to hear about my state of health. Right, what I want to do, everyone, for the folks at home, if you're listening to this. So John is going to be presenting at Failed Nights the evening before Creator Day. If you listen back to the previous shows, we had Jackie Goddard and Christine Grittman. They too are going to be sharing when everything doesn't necessarily go according to plan. Also stepping into that Lion's Den is John Jenkins. We'll come on to that as well. And as well as Catherine. Catherine leads You The Media. She runs What's Happening in Bristol and Bath as well. So two good people that are part of this. Who have you guys met before and said hello before?
We have actually. We've been on a couple of campfires and we've had a couple of calls together.
There we go.
Yep.
Arms reaching out, handshakes reaching out.
Yeah. Hi, John.
Across the web. Right, let's do this. Right. To everybody, I'd like you to announce. So, Catherine, introduce yourself and what you do to everybody.
Hi. So, thanks for that introduction, Mark. It's really lovely to be on the podcast. So, I specialise in business development and marketing. And since COVID, I go all over the world from the comfort of my kitchen table, and it's great. So I work with typically engineering sectors. I also work in the education sector. And clients are really lovely. They just seem to refer me and the work comes in. And sometimes I go out and hustle for my own work. But sometimes it just comes, and that's a great thing. So typically, people might say to me, can you find me XYZ clients or prospects, and I'll help them with that business development exercise. Or they might want a bit of comms. I feel like I'm a little bit of an extension of their own team without coming to a big fancy pants agency. It's me. I roll my sleeves up and I actually run things for the client without having to sub it out for anyone else. So it keeps me going.
Isn't that lovely when the world of referrals keeps turning? Is that how a lot of it works for you then, as you just said?
It is. Sometimes it's not as good as I'm feeling today. This week's been a great week. I've had two referrals already. A couple of months ago, it was a little bit of a downward turn, but that was okay. You just have to remember to sort of roll with it a bit and try not to get too worried that things do kind of even themselves out again. Sometimes I hustle and I actually, you know, I always say if you're any good at marketing, you have to find your own work. So occasionally I'll put a bit of effort in and I'll go after people that I really genuinely want to work with.
Well, the way that you're talking, I bet you booked the Hilton, haven't you? Hotel Duval. Gone all out on the Hotel Duval.
I really have, yeah.
Well, let me tell you this, everybody. Someone just shared today in a You of the Media club, they've put the Premier Inn for £35.
Gosh, that's amazing. Is that on Holes Bay? That's a bargain.
Yeah. I was going to sell my house.
Views. Yeah, you got views there.
Views. It's
cheaper than my mortgage.
Hang on. I didn't know that happened. I know I'm not veering off. Anyone that hasn't booked yet, if you have a look at Premier Inn, Holes Bay, it's what, 10, 15 minute walk? So it's not an inconvenience.
No, it's fine.
You're right by the harbour. You're walking along the water on one side to walk into town. Someone says, I've booked a room for £35. What can I get for £35, John, in the normal world? John, before I move on to that, John, what can I buy for £35?
Very cheap round of drinks in Bournemouth.
Everyone's accountancy friend, leader, John Jenkins. Can you introduce what you do to everybody, John? Wouldn't want to say what you do, I should say.
Yeah, sure. Hi, everyone. My name's John Jenkins. As Mark said, I'm based down in Bournemouth. I'm in a bit of a transition year at the moment. If you come along to Failed Nights, then I'll share more about that journey with you. What I'm doing at the moment is I'm helping small business owners and accountancy practices simplify their financial and accountancy complexity. And I do that by offering tailored accountancy software solutions, training and productivity tools and software. So I've kind of stepped back from doing the day-to-day accountancy work. I do have a couple of clients that I work with, but I'm trying to work more on project basis, which is harder because obviously it means I have to go and hunt and kill all of my work, as Catherine was saying. I'm quite fortunate, same as Catherine, that I do get a lot of referrals and repeat business, which is fantastic. But obviously it's a lot harder than the retainers that I was getting in the accountancy world. So it's definitely a change in pace for me. And alongside this, recently I've started a newsletter aimed at accountants, which goes out on Friday each week, called The Pragmatist. And that helps accountants navigate life's complexities with a bit of practical wisdom. So a weekly dose of reality, as I like to call it.
Hey, and it certainly is that with The Pragmatist. You still enjoying that with the newsletter? Because you're certainly finding your voice.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Obviously, this week is week 21. So I'm finding it easier. I thought I'd have a real struggle trying to find things to speak about, but actually a lot of the time, it's difficult to decide what topic to pick for that particular week because there are so many things that you could cover. But I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the process of writing, which I've never done before, and the research that I have to do that goes into each piece as well. So I'm learning a chunk of stuff for my own purposes as well.
Great. So if you're listening to this, look, this just shows the wide variety and skill sets of the people that make up this community, and also the mediums that are in front of us as well, with John choosing to build what he's doing via Friday newsletter. So and I've read it and have a look for The Pragmatist, and yeah, subscribe to that as well as chat to John when Creator Day comes around. So I want to pick up on this. Is both you are well versed in all this. It's not necessarily your first time in a Creator Day space. It is for John. But Catherine's been a part. But I want to kind of pick up on, rather than previous conversations with others, into acknowledging the role that you look at you as the media place for people. The reason being, if somebody's attending or is coming down for the first time, is recognizing the wider role that it plays, or people buying into this idea of coming down, of participating and joining in. I'd like to start with Catherine. Yourself, that you lead the events in the West Country, but to look at this wider role that you as the media plays, can you kind of share from your perspective?
Yeah, I wanted to get involved purely for selfish reasons, that working as a freelancer, sometimes I really like to have feel that I've got people around me that I can bounce ideas off and feel like it's non-competitive, non-judgy. We can share things, the good and the bad and the ugly. And I feel, certainly with the lunch clubs that we do in Bath and Bristol, they're quite intimate, actually. And we've deliberately built a bit of a safe space. As you know, Mark, we kind of built on what you had already started doing. And after COVID, when we could all go out again, for some, it was one of their first events out in a crowded room, and people were a little bit nervous, understandably, about just talking to people again. So I like to think that we've helped a lot with confidence building and being gentle and also helpful, but having fun as well. And I think I love the fact that now you're drawing from literally across the country and probably even further, actually, for Creator Day. And we're all kind of joining our little dots and people are making their way down south. Some people, it won't matter at all if they've not been to anything before. Others will have just come to lunch clubs. But I very much like the fact that you can dip in and sort of get it on your own level.
Hmm. Here's a perspective I've just picked up on. I see this year, 2024, as the year when people are making a decision and an effort. Yeah? You know, you're just saying there is that of going out or traveling or recognizing that, you know, sometimes it can be lonely and it can be isolating. So I'm certainly seeing this year that hey, this is a good thing. But for a lot of people, this is the first time of going to a live a day event format. So, you know, it has to be. Here's my other thing. I'm talking around with you here. So it has to be done at a right level, don't you think?
That's right. Why personally, I am looking forward to Creator Day. Obviously, I went last year, but I feel that you can engage with it on different levels. Not, you know, you can sort of listen to all the speakers and get involved. A lot of people, we all write notes, we follow up, we speak to the speakers afterwards, we connect with them on LinkedIn. I defy anybody not to find something of some use that strikes a chord, just because you've picked the speakers, obviously, that are really good, all indifferent in their own rights. And there's also a chance for us to get along on the day and make those connections sort of further it. And I do see a real sort of connectivity and friendships growing massively. I don't think there's anybody that I just wouldn't want to talk to. You seem to sort of attract just some really nice people.
Yeah, I think that's important, isn't it? That goes with it. I think that you said there, writing down notes. Just if you're listening to folks at home, we've got a workbook. So we have a print. You're having print of things to write down on. So we're just working on that at the minute for the workbooks that everyone's going to have as a way to chronicle your day and a place for ideas. And to be accountable to yourself. Hey, John, what about you? Coming back to this role that you and the media plays, how do you look at this? How do you interpret it?
Yeah, I think for me, it's been massive being involved with You Are the Media. Obviously, I was at a point, you know, I don't want to give away too much about what I'll be talking about on Failed Nights, but when I joined, you know, properly, because obviously I've been to lunch clubs years gone by and kind of drifted in and out and never really got that involved. But, you know, December 22, I was in a pretty bad, you know, in a pretty bad place. And as Catherine said, I'd gone from working in a team of people to being on my own. I actually enjoy working at home on my own, but I also like interaction with people. And being part of the club has enabled me to do that. And it's the social, for me as well, being a local market, it's just been, you know, really good from a social point of view. We play football, you know, I hadn't played football in donkey's years, and, you know, I'm now playing football a couple of times a week, thanks to you and some of the other lads. The lunch clubs are always really enjoyable. Catherine touched on it as well. But the weird thing when I went to the lunch club is I don't introduce myself to people, even though I've never met them before, because I feel so connected with people that I've met through the online, you know, channels, that I generally do feel like I've already got established relationships with those people before I've ever met them in, you know, in real life. So it has played a, you know, for me in the last kind of 15 months, it's been crucial and pivotal, I think, in terms of getting me to where I am now, in terms of what I'm doing with the business model. Having the courage to step up and start the newsletter, which I would never, you know, never have done in the past. I've learned an awful lot about myself and grown as a person. There's been many conversations that we've had, you know, in those groups where I've had quite a, I won't say strict view of things, but I thought I had a quite, you know, decent grasp on some, you know, some conversation topics. And when I've gone away after listening to people in the group, I've, you know, gone away and gone, actually, no, I'm, I've got the wrong perspective or wrong, you know, wrong viewpoint and mindset on that. So there's been, I can't really say enough for, you know, what UN Media's done for me in the kind of past 12 months. It's just been, you know, it's just been, you know, God's sake, really.
Thanks. Hey, you said a big word there about stepping up. That leads nicely to John Proud Knights. He's a part of that on Wednesday, the 24th of April. Are you all right with that? Standing up in front of people and sharing things?
Not really. you know me, I'll share anything with anyone, probably too much a lot of the time, people will tell me, but it's going to be a different proposition for me standing up in front of a room full of people and talking. I said I did a podcast a few months back about kind of dissecting the failure of the business that I'm going to be talking about. And while I was talking about it, it was absolutely fine. When I went back and listened to that podcast afterwards, it then became very real, because at the time I was just talking to, you know, someone I perceived to be a friend, we're having a chat. But then when it's out there and anyone can listen to it, then it takes on a kind of life of its own. But what was really great about that was a lot of people did reach out and say, thanks for, you know, being open and honest about something quite personal, but in an honest way, because you don't normally hear about the failures. It's always about, you know, the success stories. And hopefully we'll all have successes in life, but I guarantee we'll probably have more failures along the way.
Yeah. Hey, that comes about to what you were chatting, Catherine, about, you know, you're saying with the events Bristol and Bath, how you nurture that space where people can chat and be open and share something, a gripe or a bit of a moan or a challenge.
We're quite often led by suggestions from people coming to lunch because they want to talk about, sort of unpack as a topic. So the one we've got on the 18th of April in Bath is all about worth, values and purpose. And I don't mind sharing with you that I was dumped by a couple of clients last year without warning. Working back, I realised it was more them than me. But it's so hard not to take it personally. And especially there's a sort of level of politeness that you're expecting or that you're hoping for. And the majority of my clients are utterly lovely. But just the occasional ones, when it happens, it really hurts. And if you're by yourself, it's quite nice just to be able to share it with trusted people who really know what you're talking about. No competition. We all want the best for each other.
But isn't it weird that you have to accept that? You have to accept that shoe-in and that dent to our confidence. Yeah. Then we have to kind of bottle it up and roll our sleeves up. Yeah, when it can be so dispiriting. When something that you've worked hard on, or a company that you've given a lot of time and effort in, when you can be, you know, as you kind of highlighted that, when you sometimes feel as though you're put to the side for no reason at all. So yes, having these places to share and figure out and understand together, which makes this whole thing
really
an occasion.
Genuinely valuable, yeah.
They are at the air, and I do listen. I know that we're putting this on, but everything that we're talking about here is that it is important to have these spaces to come around. And do you know what? To know that you can look around and see there are other people that will say, I'm a part of this too. Quick question to finish. What are you looking forward to, Catherine?
Oh, gosh. Is it bad to say the lunch at Creator Day and chatting to people and the photo booth?
We'll back out. Oh, we've got music as well now.
Oh, that playlist is amazing.
Oh, yeah, I've got that playlist. As well as live music. We've got live music.
It just keeps giving, doesn't it? Yeah. So I guess everything, but this, you know, if you want an answer, everything. Just, I want to sit down and listen to the speakers. I just want to feel part of it again. Yeah. It's the highlight of my year, working years.
Look at that. Yeah. Coerced. Yeah. But didn't force Catherine to say that. John, what about yourself? What are you looking forward to?
Everything, really. I'm really looking forward to the speakers. For me, it's the first Creator Day, so I don't really know what to expect, although obviously you've done a wonderful job at teeing us up for what's going to be happening on the day. I'm not going to any accountancy-related conferences or events at all this year. I've binned everything off, so this is no pressure on you, Mark, but this is the only event that I've attended this year, so it better be good.
Hey, do you know what, John? I'm not going to let you down. Come on!
I know you're not, because I know where you live. but no, I think you've done a superb job with the speakers. I'm really looking forward to listening to different people than I would normally be, especially in a different kind of setting and industry. Mike Cappin, just looking forward to getting out there and meeting people and seeing people and just being a part of something. Obviously, I've got the Failed Nights on the Wednesday evening. It's more of an occasion, I think. Yes, I'm looking forward to kind of doing the work parts as well, but it will be, for me, the enjoyable aspect is getting out and meeting people face to face, going for the sea dip for the morning, you know.
He's in. Are you in? Hey, Catherine loves a bit of that.
I came down especially one morning, leaving at 5:30.
Wow, that's dedication.
Yeah, I initially got the wrong beach hut, so I missed half of the swim. I was running up and down the beach trying to find them.
Please tell me that was in the summer, Catherine. You didn't do that in the winter, did you?
Do you know, I can't remember the months. Remember,
you did one thing. It was like Boxing Day. It was around Christmas.
Yeah.
Hey,
it was that when I left home, yeah. Bennett. Yeah.
Afterwards. Right, so if you're listening and you want to join in with the swimming, it's all happening. If you haven't jumped in yet, it's createday.uk. So
Mark, I just wanted to say one more thing. When you work for a big company, HR or whoever, suggest courses that you should be going on, or CPDs or learning. They suggest things and you go. But this is our choice as creatives, as freelancers, and that's choosing, you're absolutely right, choosing where you spend your time and to give up a day and to want to go is an incredible thing. And it's really empowering, you know.
Thank you. It's a big decision, as we're finding from these shows. It's a big decision that people traveling down from around the country. Do you know what I mean? Two and a half hours on a train, that takes it out of you, particularly when you've had a full day and then heading back.
Great to have something literally made for us.
I'll make that water nice, cozy, 20 degrees. Leave that to me.
Good, right. Because otherwise I won't be going. I am a fair weather golfer and a fair weather swimmer.
So listen, come to Creator. You can hang out, spend time with Catherine, spend time with John as well. Listen, thanks so much for your time, guys.
Thank you.